And Rosin, you said that this really is a great night for the clarinet because the Symphony No. 4 gives it an opportunity to shine as well. And Beethoven's even-numbered symphonies get a lot of, they're dissed a lot, but they really don't deserve that.
No, they absolutely don't. And when you take the Second Symphony, when you take the Sixth, of course, perhaps the most famous of the even number symphonies, called also Pastoral Symphony, and Number 8, which is so novel in its approach in every way, you end up with a quartet of symphonies that are still very interesting, perhaps not as dynamic as the odd numbers, when they just offer always this very exuberant finale. You take the Symphony No. 5 or No. 3 for that matter, or 7. So the even number symphonies, I think, go a little bit deeper into the lyrical realm of the music. They explore perhaps a little more shadows and different variances of the light, and they are what I would call more musicians' symphonies, the ones that one could really go deeper and find more interesting colors. And the fourth one, as we were talking with Ricardo, it has probably the most impressive clarinet part of all of them. So it will be really a clarinet fest tonight. And not only that, but at the end of the concert on Saturday, actually on Friday, I believe, we're going to have a postlude where our principal clarinet player, David Thomas, and members of the CSO will be playing the Mozart's clarinet quintet. And, in one night you're going to hear every single note that Mozart wrote for the clarinet as far as concerto or chamber music. This would be wonderful.
Rosin, I have the minuetto from the Fourth Symphony. Set that up for us a little bit, if you would.
It's hard to be called a minuetto at that point because, the minuetto is a very courtly dance that you're not supposed to move too quickly. You had all these dresses and elaborate costumes. So this one is in a direction more of a scherzo, which is what Beethoven does in his symphony, substituting the kind of static and old-fashioned minuet with something that perhaps gave him more of an opportunity to display his sense of humor and his incredible wit and invention. So in that particular example, I think one could hear that transition from something a little bit more aristocratic in nature to something a little bit closer perhaps to the people that were on the streets.
Rosin Milanov, thank you so much for joining us. Ricardo Morales,
thank you very much.
Coming and performing for us here in Columbus. Here's that minuet, we'll call it a minuet, it's a scherzo, ladies and gentlemen, from the Symphony No. 4 in B-flat by Beethoven. The Scottish Chamber Orchestra performs under the direction of Charles McCarris. Concerts tomorrow and Saturday, columbussymphony.com if you'd like more details.